Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Beyond Meat, ticker symbol BWIND, a company that's been at the forefront of the plant-based meat revolution. Whether you're a long-term investor or just curious about this space, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and what it all means for the stock. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Beyond Meat has been a hot topic in the market for years, pioneering plant-based alternatives to traditional meat products. They've got a mission to create sustainable, healthier options, and they've built a strong brand around that idea. But as we all know, a great mission doesn't always translate to great returns. So today, we're peeling back the layers to see if BWIND is a tasty investment or if it's better left on the shelf. Let's start with a quick look at who Beyond Meat is. Founded in 2009 and headquartered in El Segundo, California, Beyond Meat Inc. manufactures and sells plant-based meat products both in the U.S. and internationally. Think burgers, sausages, and ground meat alternatives that you've probably seen at grocery stores or even fast food chains like McDonald's. Led by CEO Ethan Brown, the company operates in the packaged foods industry within the consumer defensive sector. With about 754 full-time employees, they've scaled up significantly since their IPO in 2019, but as we'll see, growth hasn't come without challenges. Now let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, Beyond Meat reported net revenues of 326.5 million yen. That's a slight dip from $343.4 million in 2023, showing that top-line growth isn't exactly sizzling right now. Breaking it down by geography, about $128 million of that revenue came from outside the U.S., which tells us they're working on expanding their global footprint. While they don't break out revenue by specific product categories in the latest data, their focus remains on core offerings like plant-based burgers and sausages across retail and food service channels. The big question is whether they can reignite growth in a competitive market. Moving on to earnings, let's dig into their bottom line. In 2024, Beyond Meat posted a net loss of $160.3 million, or about -$2.43 per share. That's an improvement from a staggering $338.1 million loss in 2023, or -$5.26 per share, but it's still a long way from profitability. Looking back over the past few years, the trend isn't pretty. Net losses have been consistent, with $366.1 million in 2022, and $182.1 million in 2021. The key takeaway here is that while losses are narrowing, the company is still burning through cash as they invest in growth and navigate operational challenges. Let's also touch on some insights from their latest earnings call for Q3 2024. Management highlighted net revenues of $81 million for the quarter, a figure that reflects ongoing softness in demand, but also some stabilization. They emphasized efforts to improve gross margins through cost-cutting measures and a focus on premium, health-focused product lines. The leadership team seems optimistic about long-term growth in the plant-based category, pointing to innovation and partnerships as key drivers. It's clear they're trying to position Beyond Meat as a leader in a niche that still has plenty of potential, despite near-term headwinds. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of their health. On the balance sheet for 2024, Beyond Meat had $131.9 million in cash and cash equivalents, down from $190.5 million in 2023. Total assets stand at $678.1 million, but here's the kicker. Total liabilities are a hefty $1.28 billion, leading to a negative stockholders' equity of $601.2 million. That's a red flag, showing they're heavily leveraged. Looking at key metrics, their current ratio is a solid 4.4, meaning they can cover short-term obligations, but a net profit margin of -81.8% underscores just how unprofitable operations are. Cash flow isn't any prettier. Free cash flow for 2024 was -$109.8 million, reflecting ongoing cash burn. They're not in immediate danger of running out of money, but this level of spending can't go on forever without a turnaround. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of around 86 cents per share, Beyond Meat has a market cap of roughly $391 million. But here's where it gets interesting. Their enterprise value is about $1.52 billion, factoring in debt. The price-to-sales ratio sits at 1.13, which isn't outrageously high for a growth company, but the price-to-earnings ratio is negative due to consistent losses, so it's not a useful metric here. Compared to the packaged foods industry average PE of around 123.8, Beyond Meat isn't trading at a premium on earnings because, well, there are none. The real question for investors is whether the current price reflects a bargain for future growth or if it's still overvalued given the risks. Let's break down Beyond Meat through a SWOT analysis to understand the bigger picture. Starting with strengths, they've got an innovative product portfolio and a strong brand in the plant-based space. Their focus on premium, health-conscious offerings sets them apart, and partnerships with major players like McDonald's give them credibility. On the weaknesses side, consistent losses and high debt levels are major concerns. Their negative equity position signals financial stress, and they're still heavily reliant on a niche market. Opportunities lie in growing global demand for sustainable foods. Plant-based meat is still a small but expanding category. They could also capitalize on new product launches and further international expansion. But threats are real. Intense competition from players like Impossible Foods and even traditional meat companies entering the space could erode market share. Plus, economic downturns might push consumers away from pricier plant-based options. It's a mixed bag, and execution will be everything. Now let's check out recent performance. Over the past week, Beyond stock is up 3.2%, which is a small win. But zoom out, and it's a different story, down 21.71% in the last month, 17.61% over 3 months, a brutal 69.92% over 6 months, and a staggering 82.23% over the past year. If we look even further back, the stock has lost 95% of its value over 5 years. Ouch. Compared to the broader consumer defensive sector, which is up 4.92% over the past year, Beyond Meat is massively underperforming. From a chart perspective, the stock is hovering near all-time lows, with no clear momentum for a reversal. Short term, there might be some volatility to play, but long-term holders have taken a beating. So what's the verdict on Beyond Meat? Look, there's no denying the potential in the plant-based market. It's a growing space with tailwinds from sustainability trends and health-conscious consumers. Beyond Meat has a strong brand and innovative products, but the financials are a mess right now. Massive losses, negative equity, and a stock price that's been hammered tell me this isn't a safe bet for most investors. If you're a risk taker with a long horizon, maybe there's a turnaround story here, especially if they can cut costs and drive growth internationally. But for now, I'd approach with caution. There are too many headwinds and not enough signs of a sustainable recovery. What do you think? Are you bullish on Beyond Meat or are you steering clear? Drop your thoughts in the comments and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this one. Catch you in the next video.